Okay, today's daf in Nazir is daf Nun in Maseches Nazir. Just one word of Hakdama. And that is, as you know, we started yesterday. Today's daf will be all about Tum and Tahara. Tum and Tahara related, not just today, tomorrow, the next couple of days, will be in Yonei Tum and Tahara. Just to give us one word of Chizuk regarding these. Well, we will have some general klalim and also some one Halacha L'maisa element actually today. But just remember the schus that we have. Many times we come to these dafim and our heads start spinning before we even start. And it's a whole new world that we're not used to. But we should remember what the Chavetz Chaim writes. Chavetz Chaim in the Hakdama to his Asifas Kenim. Asifas Kenim is the Chavetz Chaim took a number of svarim on Seder Kachim, the Berachat HaZevach, the Son Kachim, and published them. With his commentary a little bit. And in the Hakdama there, he has 12 prakim called Maimer Torah Or, which is all about a chizik of the importance of learning Hilchos Karbanos and Seder Kachim, and how it's very precious, and this is a unique part of Torah. In the last parak there, and the same ideas relate to Seder Taras, sorry, Seder Kachim. Bo Yivur Maimer B'Gemara Sholin La'odam La'asad Lav V'Tzipisa L'Yeshua. So he talks about in the last parak there, Parak Yud Beis, Tzipisa L'Yeshua. The Gemara, we know that in Shabbos we're going to be asked 6 questions. La'asad Lavo, one of them being, were you Kaveh Itim La'Torah? Did you act honestly in business? Were you Osik B'Puravu? One of them is Tzipisa L'Yeshua. Did you hope for the Yeshua? So says the Chafetz Chaim, we are mitzapel Yeshua so much with our mouths. We say so many times, V'zechazena einenu, al kein akava l'cha, Shemot liros mehera b'tzivera suzecha. When was the last time we had kavana by that line? Liros mehera b'tzivera suzecha. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Tzorek lizbonin, in ein dvarenu rak misafa v'lachutz chas v'shalom. Maybe we're just talking. Ki be'emes mitzapen anu l'Yeshua b'mehera, u'mechaken b'chol yom she'yavo. If we really were expecting and hoping for it, halo, hayin mechinim atzmenu. We would prepare ourselves. Believe in halacha sa'ela. Kishabaz man Yeshua yidrosh lanu halacha l'maisa. It's going to be halacha l'maisa. Mr. Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach is going to come. Maybe he won't come on a Friday. It'll come on Sunday. Sunday night, we'll have to know Hilchos Tum and Tahara. We'll have to know all the halachas that we're going to do today. El halo gedolos umarubo sein asher e efshar lilmo v'ladaso sam b'shah kala. It's impossible to learn Kachem and Tahara in one day, in one moment. Vim ein anu nog nosnim leiv lilmod v'ladas Hilchos Kachem osi. If we're not learning it, so it's probably because we don't feel that we don't want it in an MS way. She'ilu kein bevade hayinu mishtadlim u'mizdarzim b'chol oz lilmod halachas elan nisrachas lano tekef b'galaz Yeshua yisparach. He continues very strongly. He says, and it's not only for Kohanim. Yisraelim out there think, oh, I'm okay, I'm a Yisrael. No. Because afal Yisraelim gon achilas kachim b'yas ha'mikdash Sheshayach lekulam uveprat karan Pesach shechiva atar baonish karis miyimane milasoso. He says all Jews. He says imagine if a king was coming to your town. Imagine if there was a chance that a king was coming. You don't know if he's coming. 10%, 10% chance that the king of the whole world of the empire might be passing through your house. Would you take any chances? We'd probably set everything up and put in time. We'd do everything because of the chance. And here we know he's coming. We just don't know when. And then he continues and says, we're going to have, at the end of today's daf, we're going to have the word teku. We might have the word teku. Let's put it that way. Question of the Girsa. Okay, we'll learn you. Eliyahu Navi is going to explain it to us. That's the Chavetz Chaim. We mentioned this before. Teku, what does teku mean? Tishbu yitareitz kushiyos v'abayos. He's going to answer all of our questions. He's not going to tell us what it says before us in Shulchan Aruch. Well, it says in Shulchan Aruch, we have to do. Any kashas that we have after we finish Shulchan Aruch, Tishvi Yitareitz, Kushis Vabayis. But he's not going to tell us what it says before. That's our job. So Eliyahu Navi, he's going to say, what are you doing? You haven't done anything yet. What did you do in the past 2,000 years? I gave you 2,000 years to study. I gave you 6 Siddurim. 4 out of 6, that's all you can do? He says, I gave you, just do that, and then I'll answer all your kashas. Anu adavar kisha, kol chelke sveikas, yisbaru lana de Eliyahu Navi. The sveikas will be maturats. Aval hadvarim hapshutim hamuvarim, bepasik? Forget the Torah Sheba'al Peh. What about what's before in the pasik? Well, do we know Parshas Mitzara by heart? Ol tum and Tara, do we know Parshas Achremos? He says, Alo anu tzricha matzmeinu ladas kefisha yibichotenu. Eliyahu Navi. Lo yavo lilmodim kol echad ve'echad dvarim shal yiyochol ladas pa'atzmo. Raka sveikos asher yefsher levarer yizgalu lano ade Eliyahu. He says, and that's what we have to be ready for. And as it says, one final point. He says that it says in Parshas Mahaloscha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Miriam, after saying Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, it says the word pitom. It says suddenly. Pitom. They weren't ready for it. All of a sudden he appeared and they were all scared. Oh, what's happening? Pitom. The same word is used by Mashiach. Then he's going to come. Pitom. It's going to be, oh, all of a sudden, pitom, he's going to come. So he says he's going to come. Pitom. Are we going to be ready for it? So says the Chavetz Chaim, every time we have a day where we can study Kachem and Taurus, we should realize this chus. We have to realize that it's a total world that we're not used to, and that's why many times we turn off Kachem and Taurus. Okay, it's Dafyomi, so I love it, because in a few days, maybe it'll be gone. But, you know, it's just a headache. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. We have to say this is a chance that we have. The more we study it, the more we appreciate it, the more that it'll be meaningful for us. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim has many, much, much more to say about these topics. But now we'll get into it. But again, remember, every time we have a daf, or three daf, about Kachem and Taurus, specifically Taurus, we should really use it as an opportunity to be Mitzapel Yeshua, to fulfill our chiyuv of Sipu Yeshua as we study these daftim. Okay, maybe we'll talk more about this towards the end as well. Okay, so let's start with the two dots. I think that's where Menachem got up to yesterday. Yeah, the two dots. On daf Nun Aleph. I think where previously I just given three pshatim to what the word mace means in the Mishnah. Just to review it outside for 60 seconds, because it is on today's daf. The Mishnah yesterday had a list of Memtesim Abeis, which tumos does a Nazir have to be Megaleachon? Meaning, which the tumos, if a Nazir becomes Tameh, does it ruin his Nazirus? So the Mishnah said, for a mace and for a Kizayis ben a mace. The Gemara says, if a whole mace, let's do the other way. If a Kizayis ben a mace is Vita mace, what does the Mishnah have to say a whole mace for? Even a Kizayis ben a mace causes it to be Megaleach. So the Gemara had said three different answers. Either it's talking about a mace that does not have a Kizayis Basar. So Kizayis ben a mace is even if it has a Kizayis Basar, that's Metame. But if it doesn't have a Kizayis Basar, that's not Metame. Remember a few days ago we discussed the Tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, the tragic Tshuva where Kohen had to lose one of his limbs. And he asked the Noda Yehuda, was he allowed to carry it around with him in order when he goes to collect for himself, people will have more Rachmanis on him. Because, you know, he'll show them his Aver. So that'll really cause them to have Rachmanis. So the Noda Yehuda Paskin, even though there is no Chi of Kvura for Aver Menachai, only for Abraham and Amais, he says it's Matame, because it had a Kazayas Basar on there. So that we know if it has a Kazayas Basar. So the Mishnah here, the Gemara here says, our Mishnah is referring to a case where it doesn't even have a Kazayas Basar, number one. Number two, the second answer was talking about a Nafel whose body isn't fully completed, an incomplete fetus. And number three, a case where you have most of the skeleton of the person, but it's such a small, must have been some type of midget, some type of tiny little person, she'ein ben rovatz amos, that you don't have a quarter of a kav. Kav is a measurement, a quarter of a kav of bone powder. So that's the case that we were talking about. Okay, three different pshat and what the word mace means in the Mishnah. So now we're on to the next part of the Mishnah. A nazir is megaleach on al kizayis mace, al kizayis netzel. On a kizayis of a mace and a kizayis of netzel. So we're going to talk about what netzel is. Yesterday it was translated as, how do you translate netzel yesterday? Some type of corpse dust. So we'll see what it is today. Al kizayis netzel. Ezo netzel. So what's netzel? Netzel is something that a gel, okay, a congealed corpse. So we'll see that in the Gemara. Ezo netzel. So what exactly is netzel that a nazir is megaleach on if he comes in contact with it? Basar hames shekarash, a piece of flesh of a corpse that became congealed. We'll talk more about that in a second. Umoel shehurtiach, and moel is a type of liquid that was found near a mace. Shehurtiach, that you boiled up. Tosfos explains that not all liquid from a mace is metame. Let's say you have the, as we'll see in a second, the phlegm, the saliva of a mace, that's not metame. Only if you have actual a part of a corpse that somehow got liquefied, so that liquid is batame. And the way you see whether it's real liquid from a corpse or something else, if you boil it up, if it bubbles, says Tosfos, that shows it's real. It's really from a mace, and therefore it would be batame. Says the Gemara, hechi dami. What about the first case of netzel, basar amesha karash, congealed flesh? So what exactly is the case we're talking about? Ilema de lo yat inon didi dehu. Is it a case where we don't know whether this congealed substance is from a dead body or not? We have no idea. We find this substance, And we don't know if, let's say, a Nazir walked in, and we don't know if now the Nazir is Tameh. So if it's a case where we don't know if it's from a corpse or not, Kikarish Mayhavi. So what if it's congealed? You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. How can you say it's... How can you say it's Netzel? El Diadina Didide, who what must be the case if you know if it is from a corpse, Avagad Delokarish? So why does it have to be congealed? I mean, what's the case we're talking about that a Nazir is Megaleachan? It says Basar Meshakarash. Why would you need it to be congealed? If you know it's a mace, you don't need it to be congealed. If you don't know it's a mace, so how do you get congealed help? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bistam. I mean, what are we talking? We're talking about a case where we don't know. We don't know either way. We don't know it is. We don't know it isn't. So therefore, says the Gemara, ki karash moel hu. So the stuff that we're talking about is, if it becomes congealed, then it's moel, then it is some type of liquid that got expelled from the corpse, and therefore it would be mitame, it is mohel. Lo karash, if it did not congeal, dilma keicho v'neohu. If it did not congeal, maybe it's just the saliva that was in the mace, and we paskin, says the Gemara, that saliva is not mitame the nazir. The pashtus of the Gemara means, it says, the word dilma, it's the word dilma there. Meaning, we don't know what this is. So, there's some type of scientific way of figuring out whether it's from the mace or not. If it does congeal, then it is from the mace. If it doesn't congeal, then Dilma is not from the mace. And that's how the Rambam paskens. Dilma is not from the mace, and therefore it's Tahar. And the Nazir is Amagaleach on it. What's the Kasha? Exactly. We have rules about Safik Tum and Safik Tara. If it doesn't congeal, so it's still a Dilma? What do you mean it's a Dilma? It's probably in Rosh HaYachid here. Let's talk about Rosh HaYachid. So Sveiko Tame. So what do you mean Dilma Sveiko Vaneo, and therefore you're Matayer? No! We know the rules are Safik Tumah Brishus HaYachid Sveiko Tame. Sveiko Tumah Brishus HaRabim Sveiko Tar. Those are the rules. For Yachid Safik B'makam Tumah. So how could the Gemara ask the Karanora? Ask the Karanora. What's the Gemara talking about? If it doesn't congeal, you're Misufik, and therefore the Nazir is not Tame. What do you mean the Nazir is not Tame? If we're talking about it in Brishus HaYachid, he's Tame anyway. It's a Safik Tumah Brishus HaYachid. Says the Karanora, again, our first general Yisod of the day. Sorry? Maybe it's different by Nazir. That's not his answer. Maybe you would have said it's different by Nazir. Yeah? Okay, you have the counter pressure of Chulun Bazara. You don't want to bring Karbanis. Says the Karanora, so you might say related to that, just think about that now, Chulun Bazara, because as we mentioned many times, whenever you have a case of Safek in any area of Halacha, and Chazal tell you what to do something, is that a birur or is that a hachra? Meaning, let's say I go over to you and say, can I have my shirt back? And you say, it's my shirt. I say, no, give me my shirt. You're wearing the shirt. So what do we say? Hamotzi mechaver alav araya. Right? You keep your shirt. So is that a hachra? Hachra meaning we have no idea whose shirt it is. But you know what? Our hands are tied, so whoever has the shirt keeps the shirt. But let's say I'm trying to get your shirt, all of a sudden I grab your shirt off of you, and then I give it to a woman and say, Hari Amukudesh, just leave your shirt zoo. I'm suffering married. Is that what we say? Or do we say, no, most of the Chavir HaLavarai is a beerer. It's clarity. It's not just that we don't know what to do and therefore we'll do this. No, HaMotzeh V'Chavir means it's yours until proven otherwise. And if I take it in front of Bezda and I go B'Kadosh HaWomen, I'm nothing. I'm not married. So that's, or the other way, works the other way too. If you're the person wearing the shirt. So HaMotzeh V'Chavir HaLavarai, by many, is assumed to be a beerer. If you have it, it's yours. It's not just we'll let you have it, but it's yours. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, when you have something like Tum and Tara, Savik Tumah Brishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tameh, that's always Tameh. That's logical. L'chora, that's pure Kedera Sakasev. It's not based on logic. It's based on Achra. Oh, we have no idea what to do, but we need ways to function in cases of Safik. So this is what the Torah told us to do. That's more of a Hachra. So if you say it's a Hachra, like it seems to be, so then what you said is even more true, that, you know, if it's a Hachra, so even if you want to say it's Tameh, we're not going to make him bring Chulun Hazara. We're not going to make him the Nazir, bring his Karbanis. The Karen Orr, though, has a different answer. He says, we're not going to be Mitaharim either. What do you mean? We're going to say he's a Nazir forever because, what? He's Safik Tameh. So he's stuck. He can't even continue his Naziris. So he says different. He's the Karen Orr says, all the cases of Safik Tumah and Safik Tara B'Shus HaRam B'Shus HaYachid is where the Safik is whether you touch the Tumah or not. Whether you came in contact with the Tumah or not. But if it's a Safik, whether there is Tumah at all, then you can be Mekel. That's not the rules of Savik Tumah Rishus Yachas Veikotame. He says Elanira the Savik Tumah Rishus Yachas Lo Namer Ela B'Savik Maga Av Elohim Iker HaTumah Havi Savik. Here that Savik is whether there is Tumah, whether this Tumah exists. So therefore, you can be Mekel. Tosfos though, Tosfos just doesn't seem to work with the word Dilma. Tosfos just says if it doesn't congeal, then it's Vadai. It is Kechoveneo. So according to him, the question doesn't get off the ground. Either way, that's an important yesod related to that line of the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Boy Minei Abaya Mei Rabba. Abaya asked from Rabba, Yesh Netzel Lebehema, O Ein Netzel Lebehema. So we just define Netzel as some type of congealed flesh. So does that apply to a Behema as well? So says, Tosas points out, we're obviously out of the context of a Nazir, because Nevela, which is a dead carcass of an animal that died without Shechita, right? Trefa is an animal which had Shechita, that there was a problem. You did a good Shechita, but it had a hole in its lung, or some other Trefa existed in the animal. That's a Trefa. Nevela is an animal that died without getting Shechita. It was killed, it just died, somebody killed it by doing Nechira, some other way of killing the animal. But that's Nevela. So Nevela is Metame. Nevela is Metame. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, a Nevela is not Matami and Nazir, though. Right, we had earlier that Nevela, if a Nazir touches the Nevela, so obviously, this question, we're out of the Nazir realm. But what's we're talking about Netzel in general? Does the Behema have Netzel? Is Netzel of a Behema included in Tumas Nevela? That's the question. A Nevela, a real body of an animal, the body dies, right? But here we're Yibana Beis Hamikdash, like we said on Sunday. Somebody has a cow. Somebody has a cow, the cow dies, and let's say they're a Kohen. They're a Kohen farmer who has a cow. So how does the Kohen deal with his Nevela, right? In terms of making himself Tameh, or let's say he's Yisrael. He's going to be himself Tameh, and he's going to deal with Truma. So again, these shilas are very important. So says the Gemara. Tumas Nevela. So does Netzel apply to a behemoth or not? In general, Tosfos says, Mi Matami B'maga U'B'masa. Tosfos Mi B'maska Yesh. Right? Are they Matami B'maga by touching it or B'masa or by carrying it? Nothing to do with Naziris. Is there Netzel by a behemoth or not? So one of the Achronim suggests, maybe this is more of a metaphysical question. A metaphysical question. The Teferis Tzion says, Echu Ateva B'basar Behema. What's the Teva of the animal meat? Shariatam sheish netzel bebasar adam. Why is there netzel by basar adam? Meaning it's a processed part of the flesh of a person. Mishum sheyadua pichach basateva. It's known shegam bezman she naaseh mi basar adam netzel adayin tamin bo koach nefesh haadam. The nefesh haadam is hidden in the processed parts. It's still there, just like we spoke about 2 days ago. An adam has a nefesh after life, well, a behema doesn't. Even if you want to say a nefesh behema during the life, there's some type of nefesh, like the Ramban spoke about, but afterwards not. But that continues even in the netzel. Lachinu matami bekizayis kama basar atzmo. Lachin is tapku al netzel behema itamun bo nefesh a behema. Shaide kein ye matami tubas nevela kama basar atzmo. So it's more of a metaphysical question according to the Teferis Tzion. But that's the question here. Does the behema have netzel or not? Nazir is not Megaleach on it. Is that he becomes tummy like everybody else becomes tummy. But it doesn't ruin his tumma. Just like we said 2 days ago, for Ziva and for Mitzora also. Those tummas don't cause problems for a Nazir. Not for it's not more problematic for him than for anybody else. Let's just spend 2-3 minutes though before we get into the topic right now on what the Gemara brings up. Tumas Nevela. Very important Rambam. The Rambam, very unusually what he writes here in Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos Asei Tzadik Vav. Tzadik Vav. Says the Rambam, this is the mitzvah of Tumas Nevela. Shetzivanu Lios Kol Nogea B'Nevela Tameh. Whoever touches the Nevela is Tameh. The Rambam here has 10 mitzvahs regarding Hilchas Tuma V'Tara. Says the Rambam, V'ani Eskarata Hakdama Ra'ui Shetizkarosa. B'chol Mashet Nizkar B'Mini HaTumas. Let me tell you a Hakdama. How many times does Rambam have Hakdamas in the middle of Sefer HaMitzvos? Let me tell you a Yisod Gadol, says the Rambam. V'hi, ki zeshe nimna kol min v'min min atumos, mitzvos asei, that which I did right here. I counted all the laws of Tumah as mitzvos. There's the mitzvah of Tumas Nevela. There's the mitzvah, the next one, of Tumah of the Shemona Shratzim. The next one, Tumah of food and drinks. Next one, Tumah of Anida. Next, Tumah of Yoledes. All of these are separate mitzvahs, says the Rambam. That which I have counted them. It's not that we have a chiyuv to become Tameh. And it's not that we are prohibited, if we're not Kahanim, from becoming Tameh. I'm a Yisrael. So if I touch an Avela, I did not do a mitzvah, and I did not violate any Avera, says the Rambam. And yet, I count it as one of the 613. Says the Rambam. V'tiyah mitzvah lo zeh amnam. Hayos haTorah omeres ki mishia yiga bazeh hamin nitma ozeh hadavar yitma al Torah kach. But you have all of these halachas. V'hatama ba'atzmo rishus. Imratza yitame v'imratza lo yitame. It's a rishus. Says the Rambam, it doesn't matter. I'm counting it as a mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah. This is not something you have to do. It's not something you're allowed to do. Says the Rambam, the next 10 mitzvahs, I'm counting as mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, right on this Rambam, he says, I disagree. Take out these 10. That's why the Ramban has to add in his own 30. Right? Because he takes out these 10. Usually he knocks out one. Here he takes out 10 in one fell swoop. Says the Ramban, how can he count these mitzvahs? Tumas Nevelah is a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to count it on. What mitzvah is it? There's no mitzvah to do something or not to do something. V'ani im kol arichus divrei harav ha'akdama. With all the hakdama that he gave me, lo ra'isi lo havi din ha'tumas. B'cheshvan ha'mitzvahs. L'fishein rishus gemura mikol tzad. Ein ban mitzvah shentimna. He says, you know what it's like? It's like the list, this is the comparison that he has, the list of mumin in the Torah. You're going to count the mumin as a separate mitzvah? There's an issur to bring makor of a carbon with a baal mum. Fine. You're going to count all the baali mumin as a mitzvah? Because it's something that it's a law of the Torah? No, of course not. See, Hilchas Tumah V'Taharah. There's no mitzvah of Tumah V'Taharah. There's an issur of walking into the Beis Hamikdash when you're Tameh. Okay, fine. But they count Tumah V'Taharah? No difference, says the Ramban. V'ein b'sipurim ha'heim mitzvah lo b'klam v'lo b'vratayim b'shum ponim. So he said the previous mitzvah also. Hafaras Adarim is the previous mitzvah. Hafaras Adarim. Is there a mitzvah of Hafaras Adarim? The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Says the Ramban, what's the mitzvah? You want to be Mefer. You don't want to be Mefer. How can you count it as a mitzvah? So the Rambam counts all these divrei rishus as mitzvahs, and the Ramban argues. So how do you defend the Rambam? How do you defend the Rambam? The Ramban is saying, it's just like the 25 mumin you don't list. So how do you defend the Rambam? So the Megillas Esther and the Leif Sameach, both of the Mefarshim, the Nosei Kalim on the Sefer HaMitzvah says, no. You know why the Rambam counts it? Because there are many halachos that kick in. Once you become Tumas Tumas Nevela, once you become Tumas Shemona Shratzim, there are many halachas that kick in. That's what most Achronim say. Many halachas, Kagabarasu Lumnosam, Kiyaki Mitzvah Yaleim Lihisnai Bechol Dine Tumah. Many Dine Tumah kick in after each one of these. Mumin? There's no different halachas that kick in after different blemishes of the animal. But there are many different halachas that kick in after you become Tumay and all these various Tumas. So says the Megillas Esther, says the Leif Sameach, that's why the Rambam counts it as mitzvahs. So that's the idea given by most Achronim. The problem is, though, with that, is that the Rambam counts all of those separate halachas of walking into the Beis HaMikdash and being Matame Truma. Those are separate mitzvahs, not this one, not these. So you have to give a little different answer. It's a beautiful piece here in the Mitzvahs HaMelech, which I've mentioned in the past, Rabbi Cement from Chicago, where he writes, he thinks the following is the Shitas Rambam. The Shitasa who limnos dinim elu b'toch minyan ha-mitzvahs, af she'im b'em kiyam ha-say, or averes los ha-say. Shitas HaRambam is you count what we would call inyanim. Inyanim are counted in the 613. That's the Shitas HaRambam. It's not something you have to do, it's not something you're not allowed to do, but it's dinei ha-Torah. It's inyanim that the Torah says certain behavior. Tahadin gufa she'utami u'matame u'demona HaRambam kam. And that's Hafaras Adarim. The din Hafara Gufa. He says, what's Hafaras Adarim? Hafaras Adarim, what's the difference? That's also. It's also you don't have to, you don't not have to. No, it's an inyan. It's something that works. Something that occurs. And therefore the Rambam counts it. But then he just adds one more point and then we'll finish. We'll get back to the Gemara. The Rambam in the previous Mishnah says the mitzvah of Hafaras Adarim. And then in this mitzvah, he says, let me give you this big Hakdama. There's nothing to do or not to do. Why didn't he give that before Hafaras Adarim? The previous mitzvah was Hafaras Adarim, and there are also there's no asay or lo asay. There's nothing to do that you have to do or not to do. And then he quotes these 10 different mitzvahs about Tum and Tara, and he has this whole Akdamah. So he asks the mitzvahs of Melech, why didn't he put this in the previous one? So says the mitzvahs of Melech, by Hafaras Adarim at least, there's what we would call a kiyum asay. A kiyum, something occurred. He says, "The mitzvah of Hafaras Adarim move on atam to nimne. Why is it nimne? To after chiyuv leka b'hem mikol makom mita havelam shame ma'isa mitzvah nichlelu ba'minyan. It's called what we would call. There's no chiyuv, but there's a kiyum. There's an occurrence. There's something that occurred on a daraisa level. But by tumah and tara, when you become tameh, nothing happens. There's no kiyum mitzvah there. By Hafaras Adarim, there's no chiyuv. There's a kiyum. By here, there's no kiyum. So the Rambam's chiddush is that even if there's no kiyama mitzvah, still, if it's a reality that the Torah created, so it's going to be counted. And he says, hashkafically now, he says that's why dini tumah are counted. The shiny dini tumah, you don't count other inyanim like mumin, that's also an inyan. He says tumah is different. Why? Because the whole reality of tumah tara is gzeras hakasev. It's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no mitzius of tumah in the world. The Rambam doesn't count mitzius, right? A mum. But a mitzius that Hashem created, that mitzius. It's not that there's a physical blemish on an animal. That you can account. That's a different reality than any other reality in the world. And that's what the Rambam says. The whole idea of Tumah Tara is that Tzivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein nimne heim kemitzvahs. Masha'enkin shar dini HaTorah she'im mitzius. Eino nimne bifnei atzma el nichlalu be'ikr hamitzvahs. This is a very important yisod. That Tumah Tara are counted as mitzvahs. Why? Because it's a reality HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up. Other realities, other mitzvahs aren't counted. But a mitzvah that Hashem makes up, that could be counted as a separate mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Melech. Here, Hashem was mitzave o mitzius, and therefore it's counted as a mitzvah. Okay, so that's just a little hakdama to Hilchas Tumas Nevela. And now we get into it. So the Gemara again asks, is there netzel to a behema? The netzel, again, this congealed fat that comes out of a corpse, does it apply to a behema or not? Mi amrina, do we say gemiri netzel dasim me'adam? We have a mesorah that only netzel comes from a person. Avol dasim me'beim alo, but not from an animal. Odem aloshna, or does it not make a difference? So the Gemara says, ha nichol amanda amar. Fine, it's a shaila. It's a question. If you say tuma chamura ad leger vituma kala ad lekelev shapir. I'm sorry, the opposite. It's not a shaila if you hold this. What does this mean? Tuma chamura. Tuma chamura is tumas nevela. That's very strong tuma. Stringent chamura, what level of edibility of food do you have to have for something to still become tame? Let's say you have a piece of meat that's totally decomposed. So is that still matame? So says the Gemara. According to the opinion that says tumah chamura, that means tumas nevela. How long is something matami as a nevela? Adlager. Adlager means until it's not roi for a ger. Ger here means non-Jew. Because the Torah says, what should you do with your tumas nevela, with your nevela? Let's say you have a piece of meat that's nevela. So you're not allowed to eat it, but there's no issue of getting benefit from nevela, so you could give it to your non-Jewish friend. So that's what the Torah says you should do with nevela. Lager sherba bisharecha, give it to your non-Jewish friend. So what do you see from there? That as long as it's edible for the Jewish friend, it's called nevela. If it's not edible for a person, it's eno roi lachilas adam. Even if your dog could still eat it, still it's not metami mishum nevela anymore. That's the first shita. That's what it means. Tumah chamura av lager. Tumas nevela applies until it becomes unfit for a non-Jew to eat. But even if it's still fit for a non-Jew, even if it's still fit for an animal to eat, it's not nevela anymore. So if you say that the second that something becomes unfit for human consumption, it's not matami for nevela anymore, so then there's no shiloh about netzel, because netzel is not fit for human consumption. So real tumas nevela doesn't apply if it's not fit for human consumption. So surely the netzel was an outgrowth of that. But let's just read the words that we skipped also. Ha nichlamanda amar. I understand that it's not a shayla according to the opinion that says tumas nevela goes by edibility for a person, but tumah kala and other types of tumah. Let's say tumas ochlin, right? When food can become tameh, but that food can become tameh ad lekelev, all the way down until the time that it's unfit for animal consumption. That part, those four words don't really have anything to do with us. Tosfos points out, it's just one phrase. The first half is what's important. Shapir, then that works out. Why? Again, because if you hold tumah chamura ad lager, which means that something could be tamei mishum nevela as long as it's edible for a person. But if it's inedible for a person, even if a dog will eat it, it's still not called nevela anymore. So then there's no shaila about netzel. Because netzel, this congealed fat of an animal, so real flesh of an animal is not matame mishum nevela once it's inedible. So surely the netzel. El lamanda amar tumah chamura ad lekelev. But if you hold like the other opinion, that tumas nevela exists all the way, even if it's not fit for human consumption anymore. But it has to be unfit even for animal consumption. So then you have the shaila about netzel. Michael Amemar. Then you have the shaila about netzel. Netzel, the congealed fat of a animal corpse, is that matami mishum nevela or not? That's the question. So Tashma, the Gemara chose to bring a riot from a Tosefta. Tashma himcheyu ba'or tamei ba'or tamei bechama tohar. Himcheyu. Himcheyu means, let's say you have a piece of fat. The context of this Tosefta, we're going to talk about the importance of it in a minute, but let's first finish to the end of the sugya. If you have a piece of nevelas of tahar, a kosher bird, a nevela of a kosher bird, you have a chicken, chicken died, you have a piece of dead chicken that didn't have shechita. So what's the halacha? So bi'or, so if you liquid and you burn it, it becomes liquidy. You burn it liquefied. So bi'or, if you burn it in fire, tame, it retains its status even though it's become liquefied, and it's still metame because of nevela softar. It's still nevela and it's still metame. But bechama, if you let it become liquefied in the sun, then tar, then it totally becomes putrefied and it loses its status as nevela. That's the brisa. So it says the Gemara, v'islakadadach ad lekelev, if you say ad lekelev, which means what? That until it becomes unfit for even animals, it still retains the status of nevela, meaning yesh netzel, that if you say netzel v'behema is metame, so afilo b'chamenami. So why, if it gets putrefied in the sun, does it automatically become tahar? What do you mean? Isn't that like netzel? Netzel, and if we say yesh netzel behema, so shouldn't we say that even bechame is remains tameh? So Gemara says no. Eimas mamchile baser da asruch bechama kivan da asruch havile afar. No, when something becomes putrefied in the sun, then it is totally, totally ruined, and that's not fit for an animal anymore. So we don't have an answer to our question about netzel. What's netzel? Netzel is putrefied fat, which is edible for an animal. It's edible. It's inedible for a person. We didn't answer that question. This Tosefta that talks about the fat of a dead chicken that becomes liquefied in the sun, you know why that's tahar? Because it totally becomes unfit even for an animal consumption. So that's why, don't bring me a rayas from that case. Period. There is a huge discussion in the Achronim. One of the big discussions in the Achronim is about the issue of nevelas of tahar. Usually we know there are different ways that you could become tameh. What are the ways you can become tameh? You could touch something tameh, right? That's tumas maga. You could carry something tameh. That's tumas masa. You can move something tameh without touching it. Let's say, right, that book over there is tameh. So I'm going to take this other book and push a few things there. That's called tumas heset. You move it. There's something called tumas ohel. You're in the same tent with the tumah. Or you go over the tumah. Or you go under the tumah. But then there's a very, very unique type of tumah. The nevela of a kosher bird. Nevela of a kosher bird. Nevela softar. You know how it becomes matame you? By swallowing it. You could touch it all day. And you could carry it. And you could put it in the same tent. You could have a stuffed chicken in your house. It doesn't make you tame. If you eat it, nevela softar is matame bebeis abliya. That's the unique halacha. The whole Masechta and Seder Torah is about this. Nevela softar. Nevela softar is unique in 13 ways, the Mishnah says. Fine. Is that related to any other type of tumah? Is that a... This is the question that all the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Stipler and Minchas Chinuch, is that really a tumas, a unique tumas maga? It's tumas maga, but it's only maga of the inside of your throat. Is that what it is? Or is it really a tumas achila? That's the question that the Achronim deal with. That's the chakira in the Nevelas Oftar. Is it really a Tumas Maga at root, but it's a unique type of Tumas Maga? It's only Maga of the inside of your throat? Or do we say, no, it's a Tumas Achila. It's a Tumas Achila. So if you look in the Agiv, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asim Daraisa, it's Simon Beis talks about this. If you have a stipler at home, you can look it up in Shvuas and Simon Vav. That's where the stipler talks about it. So says the Asim Daraisa, he has many, many rayas that it's a Tumas Achila. So Tumas Achila, it's not a maga. It's Tumas Achila. He quotes that, the Gemara says in Menachas, let's say you, Hichnis Piv L'meyai Nevelas Of Tahar V'achala Beisim Asher Bifnim. Let's say you take an egg of a Nevelas Of Tahar. Right? You have a dead chicken that died. You take an egg that's on the inside of a dead chicken and you eat it. So the Gemara says, you're not chayev. Why? Lo avidi inshid za'achli hachi. Ubatla daito is a kaladam. People don't eat that kind of thing. And therefore, even if you do, batla daito. So he says, it's obviously a tumas, if it's a tumas maga, who cares what people eat? People normally eat it. So you see, it's a tumas achila. He brings many rayas to this. But either way, why is it important for our sugya? He does not answer the question. He just asks, how could our sugya even try to bring a raya for regular tumas nevela from nevela softar? That's a different type of tumah. So Gemara talking about, we're going to bring a raya from this case. We try to bring a raya, we rejected the raya. Forget the our rejection. How could you bring any raya from Nevela Sof Tor? That's a different type of tumah. That's a tumas achila. Regular tumas Nevela is tumas maga, tumas masa. So that's his kasha that he does not answer. He doesn't even understand the Havamita. How our Gemara could bring a raya from Nevela Sof Tor to relate it to other tumas Nevela. Okay, but hopefully at another point we'll come back to, yeah. No, but it's a question of the chefsa, but no, you might have different definitions of chefsas. Because if it's a tumas achila, it might have to be ro'i la'achila in some way to be metame. Mashiach, if it's tumas maga, you might have different rules and regulations. So that's why even the chefsa might be defined differently. Okay. Tanan, so maybe if we have more time at the end, we'll talk more about it, but let's continue. Tanan. The following 10 lines seems to have nothing to do with us. Right? It's tumas tara. We're talking about liquid and solids to mentara, so it's brought in here. It's none. Says the Mishnah in Machshirin. Kol hanitzok tahar chutz. Anytime you pour something, let's say you pour something, and the thing that you're pouring is tameh, and you're pouring it into something that is, no, the opposite, I think. You're pouring something that is, you're pouring something that is tahar. You're pouring something that's tahar into something that's tameh. Kol hanitzok tahar. So do we say that the top bowl that you're pouring from, does that become tameh? So we usually say no. Kol anitzok tar, anything that you're pouring, the top one, that star remains tar, chutz, except for midvash azifim vahatzapichas, these thick types of honeys. Thick types of honey, why? Because that's such a solid, so therefore there's, well, we'll see, we'll talk exactly why, but let's say for now, it's like an ochel, it's like a food. It's like, it's so thick, it's not like a liquid, but it's like a food that the two things now, the upper thing that you're pouring from and the thing that you're pouring to are connected. And therefore, because the bottom one is tummy, the top one's going to be tummy too. Right? If it's just liquid, just regular liquid, so then the top one and the bottom one are separate. It's liquid, it's not connected at all. So the top one, as long as you didn't pour it in, it's still tahar. But if it's dvash, hazif, and vatzapichis, so that's very thick, and therefore it's going to be tummy. This is very important. Hopefully we'll get back to. We'll have time. I just want to finish it first. Back to Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. The Mishnah continues. Beishame Omrim, af ha-mikba shel grisim, v'shel pul. Even a porridge type of substance, which is a middle type of consistency. It's not a liquid, and it's not like honey, which is very thick. It's somewhere in the middle, Beishame says. That also is tummy. Why? V'bneishi soledes la'achore. Imagine if you have porridge and you're like oatmeal and you're pouring it. So let's say you stopped pouring it. Some of what was already outside the bowl, the top, let's say the pitcher that you're pouring from, some of it that was already outside that top pitcher is going to spring back into the pitcher that you're pouring from. Liquid doesn't spring back. Liquid just falls. If it's, once it gets outside the rim of the one that you're pouring from, it falls down. But sometimes because of the consistency of oatmeal, so then even if when it went out of the rim already of the top one, it's going to spring back. So says Beis Shammai, that's why that consistency, it's going to, even the top one's going to become tame. The Chazon Ish is not sure, he has a Chakira. Is it lumdis because that's mechubar, or no? Because whatever went out of the rim already became tame, and now it's going back and it's being matame what was on top. Either way, that's Shita's Beis Shammai. Even if you have not as strong consistency as honey, but you have this oatmeal type of middle type of blila racha, we would call it, a middle type of consistency, that also is matami because it's going to jump back. Boy, Rami Barchama. Yich nitzok la'ochlin o ein nitzok la'ochlin. So what do we say? Do we say there's nitzok? Do we say a pourable food? A pourable food. Let's say you have, Tosfos says, you have fat that became liquefied. Like we said, does that create a chibur like the honey case or not? The question is according to the Tanakhama. As we'll see, what do we say? Beis Shammai said that by this oatmeal, even the top one, remember, you're pouring something tar into something that's something tame. Even the top one's going to become tame because it jumps back. The Gemara is basically asking, what's the svara for the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says that honey, if you pour something very, very thick, the top one's going to become tame. Is that because that honey jumps back? The other one jumps back, but not as much. What's the svar of the Tanakhama? Is it because of the jumping back issue, or just lumdis is considered mechubar to each other? That's the question of the Gemara. Mi amrinan, and that would have a nafgamina for liquefied fat. Mi amrinan, mishum de isbahu riri, vahani lesbahu riri. Do we say because the issue is jumping back, and the Tanakama holds like Beishamai also, that the issue is the springing back, but he just says you need more springing back, very, very thick. And therefore this liquefied fat does not jump back, and therefore it wouldn't be called a mitame. Or do you say it's just because of a thickness, the thickness of the substance, and here the liquefied fat still would be thick enough. So the question is, what would the Tanakama say about this case? Amar Rava, so we try to bring a raya, Toshma, trying to bring a raya from the following. Chelev ha-meis shehu shalem v'hiticho tameh. The chelev of a mace. The chelev, the fat of a mace that is whole, v'hiticho, and it became liquefied tameh. We'll see where this comes up, Rachmana Litzlan, in a minute. So you have the chelev of a mace, a whole piece of chelev of a dead body that became liquefied, that's tameh, matameh you, even though it changed form. Hayim afura v'hiticho, if it's from different Mesim, and then you liquefied it, even though it says also a kezias now, tahar. Liquefied kezias of chelav is only when it came from one mace. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's continue first. But if you say pourable food is not considered connected, so then even if it's shalem, even if it comes from one mace, it shouldn't be metame. Why? Let's say you have a kezias, exactly a kezias of fat of a corpse. What happens when you start burning it? It becomes liquefied. Everything at the same exact moment? No. Let's say the edges become liquefied and start dropping off. So the second that happens, if you hold that liquefied solids are not considered a chibur, so then you have less than a kezias. So what's the difference if it comes from one mace or from different mace and they come together? Even if it comes from one mace, the second that you start burning it, isn't some of it going to become liquefied before the other one? And therefore, it's not going to be, if you hold ein chibur, so then it's going to be a problem anyway. So Amar Reb Zeira, Ana, Omar Bered Ravina, Targimna, I, and the son of Ravina said, no, Hachamai Eskinan, we could come up with a case where it happens all at the exact same time. Could go into Bahadi de Mirsachle as you're burning it, Solak Amuda de Nura Lafume de Maneva Karash, a whole bunch of it jumped out of the fire, became liquefied at the same exact moment. To Izakula Gabi Hadadi. Okay, we come up with a case that it happens all at the exact same moment, and therefore there's no problem. The mark continues, and then we'll have to talk about one case. Amale Ravina Rabashi Tashma. Maybe we can bring a riot from the Mishnah we just quoted. Again, what's the question? Liquefied solids. Is that all called connected? It's all called one substance, and therefore, if part of it's tummy, the other part's tummy or not? So Tashma, Beishamai Omer, Afik Vashal Grisim, Vashal Pulva, Beishain Soldin, Lach Orein. Doesn't Beishamai say in the up above Mishnah that we quoted, the issue is springing back, and here these things don't spring back. So if Beishamai holds that way, isn't that the root of the Tanakama Shita also? The Gemara says no. Midi Arya, can you bring a proof? Hasa Mishum Desmichan, Hacha Mishum Riri. Here, Hak and Hasam means two different shitas. Hasam, the Tanakama could very well hold, it goes by the specific texture of the food. Is it thick enough? Hakamishim Riri. Beis Shammai says it's because of the jumping back. But who says that is the shita of the Tanakama? Period. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva, a very tragic tshuva, where he was asked, there was a place that they knew of that the ashes from the crematoria were buried. And Rachman al-Islan soaps that came from Gufim of Achenu B'nai Yisrael were buried. So is that Metame? Did the Kohen walk into that place? That was the Shiloh that he got. Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed. She'ela b'chatzar akol shenikavru bo aboris shenikra b'shem rip. Shehuva me'er gamanim yimach shema ma'shel afi ha'shmua na'asu me'chelev adam me'achenu b'nai Yisrael ha'nisrafim ha'kiddush Hashem v'gam kavru sham efer me'er crematorium me'auschwitz im ha'kohanim mutarim le'lech ha'kever hazeh. That's the Shaila. He's got to talk. So he says, Nazar Dafnun. Right? What did we just quote? Chelev ha'meis shehu shalim v'itichu tamei. Chelev ha'meis. That's exactly what we're talking about here. Chelev ha'meis. If it comes from a shalim, tamei. Mufurid v'itichu tar. He's Makel. He's Makel in the tshuva. Why? Because, A, you're not 100% sure. They say that they use this in this one, but who knows for this one if they use this. Number two, you don't know what percentage of this soap has it. Number three, maybe there's a chiv kfura, but it's not matame. That's what he's talking about. Number three, he says, it might have come from Rachman al-San different mason. And what do we just say here? Mufurid v'itichu is tahar. if it's not coming from one mace. So therefore, this tshuva, he is mako by the tumas, by tumas kohanim related to this issue. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's more to talk about, but let's just try to finish up. Amali tavid rekev. So the next line of the Mishnah said, a spoonful of rekev, spoonful of rotting corpse substance is matami the nazir. So v'kamashira, what's a spoonful? How big of a spoonful? You have a lot of spoonfuls. Different spoons. Tablespoon, teaspoon, right? Ladle spoon. So, chizki amar mali pisas ayad, as big as the palm of your hand, Rabbi Yochanan amar malo chafnav. Not just the palm, but malo chafnav means including the fingers. Like a malo chafnav is what you do for kamitsa. So not just the palm up to the fingers, but including the fingers. Tana, the Mishnah says, it's really a brisa, Mali Tarvad Rekev Sha'amru, Yeshna Me'ikar Etzposa L'malo, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you know what the shear is? From the knuckles with the fingers attached to the hand up, to the tips of the fingers. V'chacham, which is a sheet that we didn't have yet. V'chacham over Mola Chavra. The Chacham say no, the whole palm, including the fingers. So Mishnah, the Rabbi Yochanan, and Adamak Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan say the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan, that it's a whole handful, including the finger length. El Chizkiah Kaman, Chizkiah, who says it's just the palm area, which tan is he holding like? Lo Kirbi Meir, Lo Kirabanan. So the Gemara answers, Amri, Mali Pisas Yad, and Mali Kishri Esposav, Lamala Chashiruhu. The palm and the finger length, same shear. Amale Rav Simi Baradil Rav Papa, or a different answer. When he says to the tip from the knuckles, which direction are you going in? Who says that it means up towards the tips of the fingers? Maybe it's going from the knuckles down, which is the palm, which is the same shita. So who says that? So Teku. What's Teku? Tos is saying, the Gra, take out the Gersa. What is Teku? Teku is at the end of a question. Here we just don't know what something means. We don't know what the kavana of a person was. That's going to be Teku. We're not sure what he said. That's why they take out the word taker. Just one other important lemaisa point, just to mention, we were talking about nitzok and pourable items, what they're considered a chibur or not. So we usually know there's something called kli rishon. Kli rishon is something that's cooked on the fire. And you take it off the fire, it's still called a kli rishon as long as it's hot. There's something called kli sheni. You pour it from the kli rishon to the kli sheni. Let's say you have a hot water urn, and you take a cup and you pour from the urn into the cup. So most of us would call that cup a Kli Sheni. That's what most of us would, right? And that's what the Olam assumes. The Chazanish has a Chumra. The Chazanish says, if when you pour from the Kli Rishon into the quote-unquote Kli Sheni, the Kli Rishon is still on the fire, so then that cup that you're pouring into, it has a connection to the fire. It's Mechubor. It's like a Nitzok, and that cup is called the Kli Rishon. That's the Chumra of the Chazanish. Shmir Shabbos talks about it, how generally we don't assume like the Chazanish, but once we're talking about Nitzok and Chibur, it's important shita to know, we don't assume like that Chazanish. I mean, we paskin, if you want to make tea with a Kli Shlishi, like Rav Moshe, two cups is all you need. Pour it into one cup and into another cup. According to the Chazanish, I don't think holds a Kli Shlishi, but even if you want to use the Chazanish's Chumra of Kli Rishon, but use Rav Moshe's Kula of Kli Shlishi, you need another cup. Because that first cup is still called a Kli Rishon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's more, but stop now.